Unit 5. Track 2.02.
My dad is the most ritualistic person I know, and many of his rituals involve his car. We've never kept domestic animals in our house, but my father's car is as close as you'll get to the family pet. In fact, the car probably gets better treatment and more affection than a pet would. Each night, the car is tucked up in its garage under a cozy blanket. Nobody, but nobody, is allowed in the garage in case they accidentally brush against the precious one, causing who knows what damage. When we were children, on the rare occasions when my dad would get the car out of the garage for births, deaths, marriages, and national disasters, and then only if the buses weren't running, we would have to wear plastic bags on our feet in case we had a sudden urge to vandalize the seats with our shoes. We would never be allowed to shut the car doors ourselves, in case we slammed them too hard, I guess. I mean, 3, 5, and 7-year-old girls can do untold damage to a car by slamming the door shut. Nowadays, we don't have to wear plastic bags on our feet, but the starting the car and setting off ritual has never changed. He'll start the engine and then sit there for at least 5 minutes with the engine on. As repulsive fumes pump out into the fresh country air, he'll take out his pipe and start tapping out his last smoke. Then he'll take a pinch of tobacco, stuff it in the bowl, and spend a minute or two patting it down. Next, he'll get out his box of matches and give it a shake. He always gives his matchbox a shake. The pipe won't light on the first try. He'll try several times, and finally, when the tobacco takes, he'll puff and puff until the car is full of smoke. With visibility dangerously reduced and a car full of choking passengers, he'll take the handbrake off and reverse out of the driveway at breakneck speed. It isn't pleasant being a passenger, but we've always let him get away with this strange behavior because he's the boss. None of us would dare to complain. My father used to be a pilot in the U.S. Air Force, and I often wonder whether he would indulge in this kind of ritual before takeoff, and whether his crew would let him get away with it because he was the boss. Probably.